KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, 7 Early Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I cooked successfully last night. Words.
I even ate the food.
Was it terrible?
It was good for core standards.
Thank you.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Got that fancy Cracker Barrel mac and cheese.
Yeah. I knew it was Cracker Barrel.
Did you?
I was like, this is Cracker Barrel.
Have you ever actually been to one?
No, but I want to.
They're insane. They're a restaurant with their own gift shop.
That's what I want.
I mean, that's what every gift shop should be, a restaurant. There you go.
You can get Cracker Barrel stuff at like certain grocery stores.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Walmart, I guess. But excited for this morning. We've got geeky news with Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much But I Show. That's happening at 6:20. We got a lot to talk about there. We got to go over the results of our KGRG Not Too Much But I Show Walking Dead Deadpool. God, that's a mouthful.
I had to take my headphones off for that one.
You didn't watch it yet?
I'm not caught up.
Man, we also have The Price is Wrong. We've got your news every hour on the half hour. Well, we got it at 7:30, plus your chance to win I Prevail tickets. We're going to have a little bit of a shorter show this morning, so no six-pack. But still be an awesome show. Stay tuned. We got geeky news coming up next after In Friends We Trust, after Chunk No Captain Chunk on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. It's Friday. So that means it's time for Geeky News with Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us Show. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Now, since last week, you guys actually saw the Lego Batman movie, and one of you finally broke and watched the regular Lego movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen the Lego movie?
I've seen the Lego movie.
Just come
not
on.
Okay. Not Lego Batman.
Not Lego Batman. Okay.
I almost got shunned last week for, not seeing the Lego movie. We saw it, though. It was funny, we saw it on the same night, about the same time. We didn't see it together, which is kind of strange. But, you know, it was Valentine's Day, so. They had a Taylor Swift song
in
there.
You didn't go together for Valentine's Day date?
No, we had a hangout with the wives. But we do have a little cupcake ceremony but we do that later in the week.
Aww.
So what'd you guys think of the movie? Because you put up a little review on Twitter, but I wanted to get your reactions on air.
It was good. I think they can make it shorter, a little shorter, but It was funny.
There were definitely some dead parts in the first Lego movie for sure, which is just like, okay, this joke's gone on for a little while.
I hate it when you're like, could have ended the movie there, but let's go on for another 45 minutes.
Yeah, because the novelty of Lego blocks, after like an hour and 15 minutes, like you're kind of like, okay, we can stop now. So I watched Lego movie Monday night, and it was good. I almost fell asleep. I actually kind of did fall asleep for like 2 minutes. It was good. I got through it. I understand what people love. It's cute. All that stuff. It was good. Lego Batman, I liked it even better. But that's because I love Batman.
Yeah, and he stood out in that movie a lot just as like a random character. Because they're like, here's some people we're going to introduce who you've never heard before. Oh, yeah, and there's Lego Batman. I think my favorite part out of the first movie was when they actually had like the Justice League.
That was probably my favorite part too.
You had a Lego Wonder Woman and Lego Superman giving Lego Green Lantern crap, and I was like,
But best intro. The intro is hilarious. Oh, I love the Batman song that he's singing. Yeah, and the Taylor Swift Bad Blood song.
Right.
That's pretty funny. That was hilarious, man. I liked it.
Well, the crazy part is how many people were in those movies. Like, Chris Pratt was the main character of the first one. You had Will Arnett as Batman. You had Will Ferrell as the evil guy. I forgot his name. And then, what's his face?
Galifianakis as Joker.
And then the good cop, bad cop from the first movie was, what's his face from Taken?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah. So they had a pretty big cast in both those movies. It was kind of insane. I know that Michael Cera was in the Lego Batman movie.
Robin.
Yeah, he was Robin.
So that's pretty cool.
Was Robin in this, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Best Robin ever, by the way, ever.
Really?
Embrace it. Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. And the backwards references to everything?
Mm-hmm.
Great references. Great references.
Great.
Yeah, so I enjoyed Lego Batman. It was funnier than the Lego movie. I liked it more than the Lego movie. Yeah, there was some dull moments for sure, but once the ending came along, I'll tell you what, too, for a Lego movie, the action was, like unbelievable. It was almost, like, hard to follow at times. Like, it was, like, boom, boom, especially the beginning, it's, like, here, I'm, like, oh, my God, Transformers 2. as far as, like, the action, you know, like, trying to figure out, like, what's going on. But then it settles down, and, yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. But here's the thing. Rewatchability, I probably will never watch that movie again unless someone turns it on.
That's fair. It definitely seems...
There are a lot of movies that are like that for me.
It definitely seems like a good, like, if you're babysitting some of these kids, just sort of toss that one on.
You should get that for Baby Fight Club.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys about... your thoughts on Suicide Squad 2, because I'm not sure if you guys heard or not.
I did not know that.
Mel Gibson.
Wait, what?
Mel Gibson is in the talks to direct Suicide Squad 2.
Oh, boy.
I thought David Ayer was supposed to direct the second one.
Arrow? Did you say Arrow?
No, David Ayer.
No, he was actually leaving to focus on Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay. Oh, Mel Gibson, I mean, the dude's a good director. You know, say what you want about his other problems, but he makes good movies. You know, he's up for
Oscars. I love the producers.
The producers? The producer, Matthew Broderick, the musical?
Yeah, he's directed by Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you shouldn't like that movie.
I'm a musical kid, okay?
No, I love musicals. Like, I haven't seen La La Land, which I should.
Maybe. I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, you should do that. It's the best musical I've ever seen. Producers. That's what you come out of the shadows with? You come out with, like...
The only Mel Gibson things I could think of off the top of my head were, like, that and then Pocahontas. Like, I've been in Baby Fight Club for too long.
You couldn't say Passion of the Christ?
I hope they make fun, like, clever jabs at Passion of the Christ in the Suicide Squad movie.
He could do a good job. He's a good director. He's crazy. I'm sure he can bring the action, the flavor, and the madness.
Freedom!
Oh, if they don't do, like, some sort of Braveheart scene, I'm going to cry.
Yes.
Just get up and leave.
Harley Quinn had, like, blue makeup down the half of her face or something.
She finds, like, a really big sword. Like, what is this?
Throws it.
Well, Enchantress was the villain from the first one, so do you have any thoughts on who you guys would like to see as the villain in the second one? Because, like, that's a weird thing to bring up. I'm not sure. Like, Enchantress is just sort of random.
I know what I want to see. I want to see... Well, I wanted the first one. In the first movie, I want to see Poison Ivy.
So
but she's going to be in the Sirens movie, and I don't really know the dates of these movies and all that. So...
Well, with DC's luck, it could be, like, 5 years from now, so we'll see.
Well, that's true. It could possibly never even be made, but... That's assuming, like, Poison Ivy is, like, out of the mix because she's in Sirens. I would say... I wouldn't mind seeing Clayface.
Clayface would be a lot of fun. I was almost thinking, Slade. But he's rumored to be in the new Batman movie.
That thing.
He's rumored to be.
Yeah, I know.
If it's still happening.
That movie steps on my heart and then eats it because I don't know what they're doing with that movie.
I've resorted to playing through Arkham Knight on PlayStation just to get my Batman fix.
That's a good idea.
You know what? You nailed it. You're right. I think the same way. Which one's for PS4?
It was Arkham Knight for PS4, and like that entire series, if they were to like make those into movies...
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
No, I agree. Even Lego Batman, I was like, wow, this is great. And like, they should just throw this on a live-action adaptation.
That's why I bought the Ghostbusters video game. Just to get my fix on the rest of the stories of Ghostbusters. That was a pretty good game for the story, I thought.
All the video games that they can make movies off of, and all the movies they can make video games off of, and they chose to do, like Green Lantern. I played through that video game, and I regret it.
You should.
I kind of regret watching the movie. It's kind of my guilty pleasure movie. If I'm not feeling well, I'll toss it in the background because I know I don't have to pay attention to it because it's just sort of a pile of poo. But I enjoy watching it. But, yeah.
I know the villain I want to see.
Yeah?
I was still thinking about it. I want to see, I think, is it his name, Black Beetle?
No, Oh, the evil version.
Big one.
Yeah, that's a good. That would be kind of different.
I want to see that. And then at the end of Suicide Squad 2, he escapes, and it's like becomes the origin of a Blue Beetle movie.
Okay.
I want something really twisted where it's like Vixen, but because the Suicide Squad are still villains, so I want like something where Vixen has to like steal a stone or something to save. Because her whole thing is a tribal thing and her amulet, like. But I want them to try to stop her, but they don't stop her. Like one of those stories where she's good, but they're supposed to be good, and they're supposed to stop her from stealing something that, you know, that the government doesn't want her to get.
Yeah.
Vixen. I want to see Vixen in a movie. That's why. I want her in a movie.
I just wanted someone that's done well and that I know of, kind of, like a little bit.
Yeah, because Enchantress was random.
Yeah. Someone that the Suicide Squad could fight as a team and, you know, win.
Even if they end up going against other heroes, like if, I'm trying to think, if let's say they take on the Justice League or some member of the Justice League because the government decides, hey, they should be stopped. Like, that was a big thing throughout Batman v Superman and all the way into Suicide Squad was, hey, there are these people with superpowers and we don't know if they're bad or not. So maybe you introduce somebody else.
They could. They probably should.
I'm cool with that. But hey, let's just say, though, Enchantress has potential in another format. Like, I like Enchantress. It just did not belong in that movie.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down like CW this week, shutting down their shows for love. You see that for Valentine's Day. They're, like, in respect for Valentine's Day.
Not
like,
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, man.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Coulson and May, apparently.
Coulson doesn't recognize love.
Well, another show recently premiered, it was Legion. I still need to watch the first episode because it's on demand. Have you guys taken a look at it yet?
I forgot it was on.
No.
Yeah, I saw a lot of commercials for it when I was watching, like, The Simpsons. Because it's supposed to be FX's big new show, and it's supposed to be based around X-Men.
Yeah, I heard that. Because Legion's Xavier's son. Well, in the comics, I don't know about this show or what. I don't know, you know, I watch so many shows right now, like so many shows, that for me to get into another show, it has to be, like, the best thing since sliced bread or something.
I don't have that spread, but I'll tell you what, something got me recently. I started watching the 100.
Yeah, Karen, my wife watches that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty epic.
Now, are you guys still watching The Magicians?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, you were right about. I got, like, two episodes past what I told you last time, but you're right, the show, it definitely got more interesting.
And with that episode where they head up to, like, it was Antarctica or whatever? Like, Russian dude's my favorite teacher ever. I'm done.
Yes.
Hands down.
It was better than, I never thought I'd say it, it was better than even Harry Potter.
It was!
You shut your mouth.
Hold on.
I was waiting for that. I set that one up just to get her out of the darkness again.
Honestly, I like it a little bit more because with Harry Potter, it waited until that fourth movie to take that super dark turn. This show has been pretty dark since the beginning. And this new season, they're in episode 3 now? It gets even better. It turns from, like, Harry Potter more into, like, Narnia, if you've ever seen, if you've ever read the books.
Okay, I didn't read the Narnia books. I watched the movies.
It outshines the movies by a ton. It's insane, and I'm really excited. They've done really well. They've made interesting choices. I'm not sure where they're going with this season so far, but they've definitely done some stuff without giving out too many spoilers.
I mean, I'm definitely gonna check it out. Did you just sparked some weird thought in my brain? Whatever happened to those? What are those movies? The Golden Compass.
Yeah, the one where, like, the little girl is riding the polar bear?
Weren't there supposed to be more of them?
I got that for Christmas on DVD for Christmas one year, the first one. Was there a second one? I don't remember.
That was a whole, like, book series.
Yeah, I never saw, but the polar bear's talking. I remember the polar bear's talking. It was a pretty good
movie. The Rock in that movie?
What? I don't know.
He's in, like, every movie, so probably.
Yeah, right.
The Rock is actually our president.
I hope that'd be great.
Secretly, like, he's going to.
I thought see him rock bottom Trump. That would be awesome. I threw a White House table. Oh, I saw the movie with him last night with Kevin Hart. What's it? Intelligence? Or
Central Intelligence Agent, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, I actually watched it on HBO last night. Speaking of watching stuff, man, I watched Adventureland last night for the first time.
You watched Adventureland for the first time?
I've seen that. That was all right.
Man, yeah, I did. I loved it. I love Jesse Eisenberg. Terrible Lex Luthor. But I love Jesse Eisenberg because he always plays Jesse Eisenberg.
Right?
And that's good enough for me because he's great. I was asking my wife, like, why did him and Kristen Stewart have 5 movies together? And they're always the same thing. Kristen Stewart is sleeping with the older married man. Jesse Eisenberg likes her. It doesn't work out. They fight. They cry. They laugh. Then they end up moving. Then they get together. And then they do it. It's weird. I don't know why they
exactly how it goes.
I don't know why they do their same relationship. Like, there's a movie. I don't even know if you heard this movie, but it's called Cafe Society. And it's with Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. And it's the exact same thing. Kristen Stewart is sleeping with an older man. Jesse Eisenberg meets her, likes her. And it's the exact same thing as Adventureland. Anyways, loved Adventureland. It was hilarious. I loved it.
It was a really well done like comedy zombie movie, which was a weird combination.
Adventureland?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Zombieland. Never mind.
What are you talking about?
I got Zombieland on
there. Zombieland's great too. Yeah, Zombieland.
That's Emma Stone, Corey.
Ah, same thing. It'd be a better movie with zombies. Just saying.
No, you're female actress.
Yeah.
No, I liked it though a lot. I love the dude that's from Freaks and Geeks.
I love Freaks and Geeks.
I can't think of his name. Well, the dude with the long hair and the glasses.
I can't think of his name.
But he's in it, and he's awesome, dude. He always plays a good part.
Now, Danica has to take her headphones off because she hasn't caught up yet, but I think it's finally time we get to the...
Okay, bye.
...to the events that happened in Walking Dead.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I forgot. That's right, we missed it.
Because that was a big episode.
I love. I love that Rick jumps right into character with when he meets King Ezekiel, and he goes right into, like, he doesn't, like, try to fight the whole thing that's going on. He's just like, look, there's a stone in the road. Like, I think it's hilarious. Like, he's just like, I get this. He picked up really quick that I better just go along with it.
And just the entire group's reaction to the tiger and how they're all just, like, towards the back of the room.
I'm not walking up to that.
Because, like, watching the show, when you first see it, I freaked out because I'm like, holy cow, they did it. They finally brought the tiger in. This is great.
Right.
Not thinking, it's kind of weird that he has a tiger.
And it's so funny that Jesus is like, yeah, I just forgot the guy to tell you about the tiger. Yeah, yeah. It was a very entertaining show. It was so entertaining, I felt like I had to get a strawberry milkshake from Baskin Robbins to watch it. Did you? I did. But I liked it. I was a little disappointed that Negan, like, physically wasn't in it.
Yeah, it was a weird, like, setup episode. It felt like a mid-season premiere. The only thing is, I get why they split up the seasons because you can't compete with football, unfortunately, or playoff football. I kind of wish they would change the time of year when it happened, because that break is kind of a bummer.
It is a bummer. But what was not a bummer, this is, I'm sure we're all thinking this right now, is that those zombie kills.
Oh! Like, I don't think any of us got anywhere close on the Deadpool at all.
Right.
But
someone should have said 220. They clotheslined, like, the whole, what do they call them when all the zombies are together? A herd. A herd.
Yeah.
With, like, thin wire.
And they just mowed them down.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that. Like, when they started, like, getting in the cars and Rick was talking to her and he's like, oh, are you ready? I'm like, what are they going to do? Are they just going to, like, get their friends? I was like, what's going on? And then I'm like, oh, wow, oh, man, like, they're just killing them. They're done. Did you ever think about the automobile manufacturers, though, like, that those cars they get into? Like, think about, like, what that says about the manufacturers and those cars start up that well after sitting on the road that was that much time. I was thinking about that when I was watching it. 2 cars started up.
Mel, I really hope this isn't going to be one of those things where they, like, do a thing that's really cool, but they never bring it up again. Like, when... In the first season, Glenn and Rick cover themselves in zombie guts, and they just sort of walk through Atlanta, right? That doesn't happen again until, like, was it last season?
Yeah, it was like the premiere of last season or something like that. Somewhere
yeah,
around there.
Just never brings it up again. I'm just like, why don't you guys do that more?
Right, right. They should. That is cool. I do like that.
But now they're all set up with explosives, and that's just great.
It's cool. It's like a video game. Like, they're nothing. They have one gun. and you got to go through different parts of the chapters or levels of the world to pick up explosives, gunpowder, backpacks, t-shirts, knives, all that stuff. And then, like, and, you know, the finale, you're ready to fight the big bad. You know, and that's kind of what
like Resident Evil 5, man. One pistol and no ammo.
Or seven. A knife.
A knife.
Now, do you guys miss having Eugene around at all?
Not at all. I hate Eugene. Kill him. Yeah.
Really?
Kill him. Yeah. Him and Curl together, they can bathe in a bathtub of acid.
If they're going to bring him back, yeah, he can make like an atomic bomb or something.
Care less. They're both stupid characters.
No, I don't care. They can kill him.
I find myself laughing at Eugene lately. Like, he's good for a laugh every now and then. Like, I remember, like, AMC was showing all the episodes leading up to the mid-season premiere, and that last episode that they did before the newest one, there was one point where one of the saviors was just like, "What, you like watching?" And he's just like, "Yeah, I like watching."
Okay, but put it in perspective. Have you watched the new Wells on Flash?
Not yet, no.
Okay, Matt, would you say, who would you rather keep in a show? Eugene or what? The new Wells on Flash?
New Wells.
Yeah, I'd say same here.
See, Eugene is like, he's not as significant to me without Abraham.
Fair.
They were kind of a 1-2 punch. Eugene was Eugene. Abraham was like, what are you talking about? Yelling at him, threatening him, punching him in the face. It was like different dynamic. Now Abraham is gone. Eugene is just kind of left in the darkness. There's that one, what's that girl's name? The fight.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I just blanked on her name too.
Whatever her name is.
Rosita.
Sophia, yeah, she's kind of that part now where it's like she's yelling at Eugene. You know, she's actually kind of too mean, if you ask me, because she's still grieving over Abraham and all that stuff. His character, though, for me, once Abraham died, his character, it's done.
I think if Rosita keeps stepping out the way that she did, like, with the bombs, how she was just taking charge, I think I'm okay with them killing, what's her face now?
You're not gonna say Maggie, are you?
Not Maggie, no. Carol.
Yep.
Carol was one of my favorites, and she became progressively more badass, but I think she hit that pinnacle during the whole, wolves invasion. When, like, she disguised herself as a wolf, and she was just going around slitting necks and going all like Assassin's Creed on people. That was great.
Yeah, it was great.
I want more of that Carol, but I think that Carol might be too far gone now.
She has good moments. But Carol, to me, is like the Hulk. Okay, now this is crazy. I know what. Carol herself, when she's talking to people, when she's just walking around, when she's making beans, whatever she's doing, I hate her. I can't stand her. She's mean. She's rude. I hate her. Bruce Banner, I don't care if Bruce Banner. I hate Bruce Banner. He's just Bruce Banner. He's a scientist. Carol slicing throats, kicking some bootay. It's kind of cool. And then, like, the Hulk beating up everything is cool. But their characters themselves, without them raging, I just don't like them.
Yeah. If you ever bring Eugene back in, I want it to be a point where, like, Negan's, like, holding him hostage, and Eugene slices his own throat and says, I won't be the victim anymore.
Oh, wow. You think Eugene's just going to be done?
Cuts off a big toe.
Well, I think if you want to bring him out as a power badass at the end, like, just have him look at him and say, I'm not a victim, and stab himself in the throat.
And then he starts crying.
Yeah.
Something really bizarre.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go with the, like, season premiere this season. But at the end of this episode, we saw some pretty interesting stuff. We got that new group now.
Oh, I don't know their names, but I love how Rick smiles.
Yeah, right? I saw that smile. I was like, "Oh boy, he knows. He knows
yeah,
that
he's gonna be
these,
their, you know,
these are going to be their allies. Fighters."
Yeah,
I refer to them as the Themyscirians. I think they're like the Wonder Woman Amazons. Like that's why
they look like straight out of the 100 TV show.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah,
but yeah, no, that was cool. You know, yeah, they're going to partner up and you know go attempt to kill Negan.
Now, if you noticed, Rick's getting some of his beard back, and. Yeah, sure. Throughout the show, clean-shaven Rick has always been sort of, like, meh. Like, he's almost like a domesticated cat. He can take care of himself if he needs to, but he's just sort of stupid. But then the more grisly he gets, the more like crazy he gets, to the point where when he got captured in, was it Sanctuary?
Yeah.
And like he had that full grown like mountain man beard, and he was ready to take on those guys with just like the zipper from his jacket.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's like little like gray, little black, and then blood splatters on it, and it stands out more.
Which is cool because they should bring it up again, where the whole Negan says like, "That's the dude I wouldn't mess with."
Yeah.
Like, I hope when Negan sees him, he should be like, "Wow, there he is, there he is. Look at that guy."
Because Negan just shaved.
Yes. You know what's funny? I didn't know that until you just said it, but I was just going to ask you, did you notice any correlations with how Negan looked?
That's so funny we're talking about their beards. I shaved for the show today.
Hey, man, it proves, like, all the power's in the beard.
It is.
Because now you're going to get crazy Rick.
Mine right now, so he holds it.
Yeah. Cause
let's see if you have peanut butter stuck in it.
He's already said he's afraid of Carl because of, like, the eye patch and stuff. And if Carl would walk around without the eye patch, he'd be a little bit more afraid. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so which eye is Carl? Is his left eye?
It's his right eye.
It's his right eye.
So then Rick's right arm should be the one that gets lost.
Yeah, that one should have been gone a while ago, but I think they're avoiding it because it's a little difficult to do. When Maggie's dad got his leg chopped off, you can just sort of put pants down it, right?
Right,
yeah. That was a cool scene, too. I remember that.
I think by the end of this season, we're going to get our first big battle. And I think it's going to be almost Game of Thrones Battle of the Bastards style, where it's just bodies everywhere.
I think it's going to be pretty epic, and I cannot wait for that.
I can't wait for you to watch Game of Thrones.
I also can't wait really quick. I know there's like a minute left really quick. I can't wait for Avengers Infinity War in the little 2 or 3 minute behind the scenes promo Infinity War gave us on like Monday or wherever that was. It was awesome. Seeing all three of them together, it was magical.
Well, they have announced that Thanos is, his plan is to collect all the Infinity Stones. They aren't going to have death. It's just going to be about him bringing balance to the universe.
He's like a Jedi.
Exactly. So
he can be the antagonist as far as I'm
concerned. It makes sense.
Well, this is his movie. Yeah.
You didn't know anything about him. All the art characters develop. They have to develop him. They have to say what he is and why he's doing it, you know?
So
I'm really excited.
Them announcing death isn't involved is interesting, but we'll see how it goes. I still think that Hera's going to be his love interest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a question, man. How do we get KGRG stickers, man?
Text me or Twitter me your address, and we'll send you out some shirts and stuff. We got a lot of swag we can send your way.
Oh, nice, man.
Awesome. And then the Resident Evil share thing, I'm working on it. It was kind of like confusing. I don't know if you guys have any more information about the sharing, the gameplay. If you do, just like message us, because I was trying to message the other day. And then speaking of Resident Evil, I put a new poll up this morning, Tim. Favorite Resident Evil game? It is on Twitter. Everyone in the world should vote, because Resident Evil is...
It's 5.
It is 5?
Oh, it's 5. Yeah,
all right. Well, Matt and Tim, thanks for joining us this morning. It was a ton of fun. I'm excited to see what happens next episode for Walking Dead for sure, because that's where I'm stuck at. I watched Powerless for fun, and the second episode was still just kind of cute. But we'll see.
Yep, Walking Dead is definitely my show right now, and then probably Flash. Those are probably my two I really get into.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That was Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us Show. They join us every Friday morning for Geeky News. You can catch them on YouTube, and their Twitter handle is at MSNBU. So check them out. Take their poll. Let them know what was your favorite Resident Evil game. We'll be back with The Price is Wrong after Nurse Ratcheted by Cherry Glazer.
Thank you. Now, the time has come for us to embark on a quest into the great unknown. We shall scavenge the internet depths and discover its obscure trinkets and knickknacks and attempt to guess their worth.
Yeah!
Prepare your ears for...
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Okay!
Contestants, come on down.
It is indeed time for The Price is Wrong.
Indeed.
I found some stuff on the internet. And we're going to see if Dan can know how much they're worth.
Okay.
Indubitably. I don't know what that word
I
means.
I feel like you should have a monocle to be able to say that.
Or at least, like, look like the Monopoly guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll work on that. Like, get some plastic surgery, make my head a little bit bigger.
That'd be great.
Let's go and get into our first item. The realistic bear sleeping bag.
I want it.
Have you ever wondered how a bear keeps warm through the deep chill of winter? How they manage to hibernate deep in the caves of thick brush and not come defeated by the harsh elements? Step into the world of a bear with a realistic bear sleeping bag. Take on the cold, heartless chill of winter as you snuggle deep in the caverns of a bear's soul. This delightfully large, warm, and realistic bear sleeping bag is a perfect addition to any camping trip or spooky night in the tent. It zips up to fully immerse you in the essence of the forest's most stalwart guardians. It shows off a lifelike bear face, a thick fur that is soft as it can be. Heck, who needs to be comfortable in their bed but you can just slip into this bear suit?
I legitimately want this item.
So, like, when you fully zip up this sleeping bag, your head is in the bear's mouth. And, like, if you open up the bear's jaw, like, your face is there.
Yeah, I've seen some, like, something like this before. Legitimately, get this for me for my birthday.
I mean, how much do you think it costs?
I don't know, man.
Toss out a number, any number.
$97.
Well,
probably more, but
for a certain sum, it's way more than $90. You get your very own realistic bear sleeping bag, so you can cut open a bear instead of a tauntaun and sleep in that instead, because bears probably smell a little bit better. They eat bears and stuff. For $2,350.
Why is it $2,000?
Because it looks like a real bear.
I feel like I could buy an actual bear for less.
It even has, like, teeth and stuff.
Oh, I've seen ones that, like, don't have teeth for, like, $90. That's why.
No, these ones are full on, like, teeth, and the zipper even zips off all the way to the mouth and has little eyeballs and everything. It's a pretty mean-looking sleeping bag. Our next item, because after you go camping, you need to shower, right? We have the Star Wars shower curtain. The bathroom can be a drab place lacking a touch of color or whimsy. Adding a shower curtain with some flair is a practical, effortless way to spruce up the decor in any bathroom. And what better fantasy world to enter in than Star Wars? Our friends over at ThinkGeek, who have two wonderfully colorful and explosive offerings, the new iconic New Hope poster and John Berkeley's iconic space fight. Perhaps you are currently in a situation that wouldn't allow you to proudly hang your favorite posters and art pieces throughout your home. Solution found! Let's just hope there's little to no judgment would be passed regarding the decor of your bathroom. Also, this product comes with a shower curtain and 12 hooks. A shower liner is recommended.
I'm going to say, like, $20.
Alrighty. Well, for a certain sum, you can decorate your bathroom and give yourself a little bit more Star Wars feel. Like, my shower's right in front of the toilet, so give me something to stare at while I'm using the restroom. Really nice piece of artwork for $25. Not bad.
Shower curtains.
Shower
so.
Curtains are still pretty damn expensive, man.
Shouldn't be.
Time for a showcase where I have three items. All of them pretty neat. First one is the fidget cube.
I need this.
Dude, it's great. This practical little gadget, which has received a lot of good publicity over the past few months, is a perfect desktop accessory. Do you find yourself twiddling your thumbs or getting easily distracted? Do you need that tactile feel to stay focused during a rough day?
Yes.
Maybe you suffer from ADHD and need this little tool to help you focus. This wonderful little fidget cube fits perfectly in the pocket to take on the go and will sit handsomely on your desk while taking up a little space. This, with a different game on each side, it offers you six different ways to fidget, distracting yourself with the overwhelming anxiety this world casts on us. Flick it, spin it, push it, twist it, grip it, or whatever.
Is it like a Bop-It but a cube?
Kind of. It's this little cube that like fits in your hand.
Oh!
And the top part has like a little switch you can flip back and forth. There's one side that's like five little pegs.
Also,
but the pegs,
somebody get me a Bop-It.
The pegs sort of act like pens where you can just sort of click it. There's just sort of different stuff on each one. Next item is the Bacon Express Crispy Bacon Grill. So here you are, 8 a.m., ravenous. Do you really want to spend all that time... all the time you have to yourself in the morning frying up bacon and splashing grease everywhere? It's 2017. There has to be an alternative means to cooking one of nature's best inventions. Perhaps a Bacon Express Crispy Bacon Grill is your Deus Ex Machina.
What?
Yeah, it's words. Grill up some of the creepiest bacon you've ever sunk your teeth into with minimal effort and cleanup. This crispy bacon grill will be your device when it comes to cooking that pork to perfection. With multiple settings and grease drip tray, you need to be assured that this bacon will come out perfectly to your specifications. No need to worry about the grease splatter either. You can kick up to 6 pieces of bacon at one time, and it only takes about 10 minutes.
Okay, you know what this reminds me of? That episode of The Office where Michael, like, had his George Foreman grill.
And he cooked his foot?
Yeah.
I have just, like, I've been watching through the full thing on Netflix, and it's been great. All right, you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
All right, our last item in the showcase is Pogs and Slammers. If you grew up in the early 90s, you're sure to recognize Pogs and Slammers. Plus, who can forget Milhouse's Alf Pog from The Simpsons? There's nothing more satisfying than playing for keeps and taking your best friend's most prized Pog. Each pack includes 100 Pogs, 2 Slammers, many of them from 90s favorites such as X-Men, Spider-Man, surfboard brands, and more. So, Danica, for a certain sum, how much do you think the Pogs and Slammers, the Bacon Express Crispy Bacon Grill, and the Fidget Cube are worth?
$70.
Alrighty. Well, for a certain sum, you can get your very own Fidgety Cube while you're at work, and maybe you have ADHD or you just need to fidget. You can decorate your bathroom and have a little bathroom art with a Star Wars shower curtain, or you can relive the early 90s with Pogs and Slammers for $50.
Oh.
Yeah, close. Yeah, you're close on the shower curtain. Only $5 off isn't bad.
Yeah.
That's The Price is Wrong on KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP Seminole Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Stay tuned, because up next we're going to talk about our question of the day from yesterday, because we got a crap ton of responses.
Oh.
89.9 KGRG-FM. That was Love Sandwich by Nerf Herder. But we're going to talk about our question of the day from yesterday. Because, yeah, we had a crap ton of responses.
I wasn't here. I don't even know what the question was.
Well, you can answer it. This is your chance.
Okay.
Our question of the day from yesterday was hashtag question of the day. Who / what were your first musical influences?
Oh.
Right? So let's get a Danica's answer.
Let me think for a moment. So, I'm just going to say, like, the music that my parents listened to is probably, like, my first musical influence. My dad played a lot of, like, 80s hair bands around the house.
Yep.
My lullaby may be Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Like, I grew up on a lot of country because that's what my mom played in the car driving my little brother to, like, daycare.
In Montana, there's, like, literally nothing but, like, country and then rock music. Like, now it has, like, a little more, like, alternative. But, like, back then it was just straight country and then, like, rock.
No, that they're pop music, I'll tell you what.
Exactly.
Some of the responses we got, let's see here. The Not So Much About Show, Matt said, a lot of pop boy bands, then The Offspring, and then Mark from Blink-182. And he also said, don't forget Limp Bizkit and Slipknot. So, a little bit more alternative.
Yeah.
Locomotive, a local band. They actually played at the album release party for The Morning After. They said pretty much the Foo Fighters and everyone they've ever toured with.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid choice.
That's a solid choice. I also, like, had a lot of, like, Johnny Cash playing in the background of, like, at grandparents' houses or, like, pretty much anywhere. And, like, Creedence Clearwater Revival, like, stuff like that. Just, dude, and then, like, as I got older, I just, like, listened to more things, like Foo Fighters, and I don't know. I have a pretty eclectic.
My dad used to bump the Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh.
Taking care of business. Yeah.
I can just picture your dad in his, like, sick Hawaiian shirt. Taking care of business.
Justin Stardog replied with the Eagles.
Yeah, that's another big one.
Hotel California was on my MySpace. Like, that was my MySpace song.
Oh my gosh, remember when you could, like...
You only got one.
No, there was, like, a program. I had, like, a playlist. There was, like, a code thing that you could type into your, like, profile, and then you could have, like, a playlist of, like, 30 songs.
But that one MySpace song you got, that made your profile. That was, like...
It meant something.
That was make it or break it, man.
If you chose a terrible song, well, you were a terrible person.
We also got AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
Deseret on Instagram said that he actually owned the cassette tape.
Ooh.
There was one Christmas where my mom and my stepdad bought me the box set that came with Dirty Deeds and Highway to Hell.
Nice.
It was Back in Black. Amanda, the Amanda Happening, said the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
All right.
Yeah, right? She also said the Beach Boys. Two very different bands, but teach their own, man. Teach their own. And that was our question of the day. You still have time to respond if you want to. We'll extend it for another day.
Yeah.
The question of the day was, what/who were your first musical influences? Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, @TheBuzzKGRG. KGRG 89.9 FM, that was One Dead Away by Middle Class Rut. But it's time for The Situation, where we have a series of situations. And like always, whenever you make a choice, it comes with a consequence. So let's go ahead and get into our first one. First one in Danica is a little interesting. You can fly anywhere, but you have to go to the restroom every 10 minutes. Now, it doesn't say how fast you can fly. It just says you can fly anywhere you want.
Am I, like, do I have the superpower of flying, or am I flying in a plane?
Take your pick. Doesn't specify.
Because if I'm in first class in a plane, like, whatever, sign me up. I'll wear a diaper.
Because one response on here was, rain's going to be a different color. It also doesn't say what type of restroom you have to use, whether it's number one or number two.
I already feel like I have to pee every 10 minutes, so sign me up, fam.
I don't think I want to, just because I enjoy not being tethered to a bathroom.
Diaper. Wear a diaper, man.
I guess. 47% of the internet said they'd be down to fly anywhere they want.
Or is the pee thing just only when you're flying?
It just says you have to use the restroom every 10 minutes, so I think it's no matter what. So, like, you're in... You're sleeping, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you're getting up and going. Next one we have, let's see here. There we go. All the people that you meet love you, but you have to carry a used diaper in your pocket.
No.
No?
I like being hated. I'm not smelling like poop.
Yeah, I would enjoy having some personal space. I enjoy having, like, some people I talk to, and that's about it. So having everybody like me would just sort of be like, you know what? Leave me alone, buddy.
It's overwhelming.
Just let me be. Need some space. 40% of the internet said they would love to have everyone love them. And 60% said, I don't want that dirty diaper in my pocket. Our last one before we leave for news. You can be any... You would be wanted by everyone, but you would only be able to whisper. That's very similar to the last one. I'm going to have to do one more.
Oh.
So, you would be wanted by everyone. Everyone's just like, I want you. Like, think about job applications, right? You apply for a job. They're just like, I want you. You're CEO now. Congratulations. But you can only speak in a whisper. Hello?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
You want to talk like this?
Nah.
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 Real quiet?
Nah.
What?
No.
My grandpa would hate it. He has a freaking... Oh my god, did I forget the word for it?
Hearing aid?
He has hearing aids. I am blanking on literally everything. I'm glad I remembered Emmett's name this morning. That's about it. Yeah, he has hearing aids and, like, trying to talk normally. My grandpa's just like, what? What?
What?
What? We'll do one more. I can't say that word on the radio.
Describe it.
Oh, we're just going to do a different one.
No, I want to know what it was.
No, you don't. It was bad. All right, our last one for this morning. You'll invent something that everyone will remember for the next 500 years, but nobody remembers that you made it. So think of, like, the guy who invented toilet paper or the guy who invented toothpicks. I don't know who did it, but they're real neat.
Girl, I don't care if they remember me as long as I get the royalty payout.
Right?
So.
Get that patent paperwork filled out.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Yeah, man, as long as you get paid, why not? Looks like 65% of the internet said, be cool to make something, and 35% said, nah, I want
y'all
people to remember
vain.
Me.
Y'all are vain.
Right? Just get paid, man. Just get paid. Sell out. By Real Big Fish, up next. We got news coming up soon.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents I Prevail, March 8th. At Elkler Zone, call right now 253-833-5004 to win your pair of tickets.
Don't know whether it was dramatic, but it
was. I was coughed in the middle of that, and I was like, I'm scared.
Neat.
It's great.
You want more things to be afraid of?
Yeah.
Be afraid of going to Target.
No, I love Target.
Well, there's one man who's accused of plotting explosions at multiple Target stores to make the company stock fall.
I'd still go.
State and federal authorities say a man is accused of plotting to blow up at least 10 Target stores from Florida to New York. Authorities arrested Mark Barnett after he was turned in by an accomplice. Officials say Barnett recruited a person to plant 10 explosive devices as food packaging on the shelves of Target stores. Police say that Barnett wanted to make Target stocks drop so that he could buy cheap shares and make money while the values rose again. The arrest in this case demonstrates the importance of collaboration in keeping our communities safe, said Florida Department Commissioner Rick Swearingen. Prosecutors say the bombs could have caused serious injury and property damage. Honestly, that's not how the stock market works. I understand, like, if a store can't sell stuff, then it makes it really, really hard to make money. If they aren't making money, then, you know, their stock falls, right? You have to do a little bit more damage than 10 stores. You have to at least, like, catch somebody in some sort of scandal or something. And why was food packaging? People like food. We have a winner. Congratulations to Justin. He just called in 253-833-5004. And when our I Prevail tickets, he'll be seeing them with, assuming we survive, an Islander. Let's go ahead and go on to our next news story, where a pigeon has been caught smuggling a mobile phone into a Brazilian prison after guards spotted an inmate trying to catch the bird. Guards of the Brazilian prison caught a pigeon with a mobile phone attached to its body. Officials say the bird was trying to deliver the phone to prisoners. The guards intervened when they spotted an inmate trying to catch the pigeon. When they inspected it more closely, one guard found a small pouch that contained a phone and a battery. The incident occurred in Franco da Rocha prison in the state of Sao Paulo.
Oh.
It is unclear whether the bird... It is unclear who used the bird to try to smuggle the device in. But Brazil's overcrowded and dilapidated prisons have been the scene of deadly prison riots between criminal groups since the start of the year and been seen more than 140 people killed. Experts say the violence is part of a war between drug gangs battling for control of one of the world's most important cocaine markets and trafficking routes. That's the cell phone. This is a big cell phone, too, like, attached to a small bird. Like, it's one of those big, like, clunky Nokia ones.
I was thinking of, like, the cell phone that Zach had in Saved by the Bell.
But, yeah, it's just attached to the back of this prison. Or not this prison. This pigeon. This pigeon in prison. Oh, boy, those are words. And then our last news story. Get ready to lose your breakfast, people.
I haven't had any.
Well, good. Because agents have confiscated 13 pounds of... Take a guess. 13 pounds of what? Think of the most ridiculous thing you could think of.
I don't know. English muffins?
Not quite. Agents confiscated 13 pounds of horse genitals at an airport.
What?
Yep. Authorities at a Virginia airport encountered some unusual baggage when they confiscated 13 pounds of horse genitals and a total of 42 pounds of horse meat from two women arriving from Mongolia in January 29th.
Dang it, I knew I forgot my luggage somewhere.
The two women landed at the Washington Dulles International Airport last month when authorities discovered the meat concealed inside juice boxes.
No.
A release from U.S. Customs Border Protection said. When the woman landed, they released... The release said that the women were forwarded for a routine agriculture examination. During the examination, agriculture specialists found a combined 42 pounds of meat described as horse meat and other ruminant meat, including 13 pounds of horse genitals and 3 liters of yak milk. The woman told authorities that the horse genitals were for quote-unquote medicinal purposes. The discovery rivaled other finds, quote, from charred full monkeys to voodoo ceremony tools to cocaine concealed inside the cavity of fully cooked chickens to live seahorses and giant African land snails.
What?
Authorities said horse meat is prohibited from entering the U.S., quote, if it is not accompanied by an official government horse meat certification from the country or government it originates from. Where do you find that paperwork? Like, I want to go online and find the paperwork to get horse meat imported from Canada.
I don't.
If there was one thing you could smuggle in from out of the country, what would it be?
I don't know.
Like, obviously not 13 pounds of horse junk, because that's just excessive.
I just want to smuggle myself out of this country into another one.
My little brother actually brought in a bunch of, like, tequila from Mexico when he took a trip down there, and it's like that really, really good stuff that they actually use worms with. And he got to go to a duty-free store where you didn't have to pay taxes or, like, import fees or anything on it either. It was pretty dope. So I have a couple of tequila bottles that I need to drink through if anybody wants to help.
Sign me up, fam.
That was the news on 89.9 KGRG-FM. And that was our last pair of I Prevail tickets. We got nothing left, man.
It could have been you that won, but you didn't call.
We're always taking your requests at 253-833-5004, though. Stay tuned, because we'll be back after The Summer by Citizen. You're listening to The Buzz. Wake up on 89.9 KGRG-FM. Unfortunately, we got to head out, though. We got some plans. We got some stuff we need to take care of. So we're going to leave a little bit early. No six-pack this morning, like we said at the beginning of the show, but we're still going to upload this one for on-demand purposes later in case you just couldn't get enough of us. So until Wednesday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG-FM, this has been The Buzz. You can hit us up at any time on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, at TheBuzzKGRG. I try to reply pretty quick. I'm super excited because next week, we got a hell of a show. We're going to be talking all about the morning after because they have their show. They're opening for Bret Michaels and Warrant, if you know anything about Danica and I. Our friendship is almost based around Bret Michaels and his ability to date multiple women at the same time. So I'm super excited. We're going to go to that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Till next time, we're going to leave it with Stay Happy There by La Dispute.